Give us a snapshot of your mood as we stand on the cusp of the first presidential primaries. Anxious? Concerned? Satisfied? Something else? We have three major zones to compare with national numbers in inequality, in national security, and in demographics, which largely turn around immigration. Comment on those or add your own particular area of concern, the things you really want to hear the presidential candidates address this year. And since dissatisfaction with government drives some people to extremes, talk of the refuge takeover and last night's arrests and the shooting of Lavoy Finicum are on the table as well. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. One of the things we did to get some opinion ahead of the actual Vents Day time slot was to set up one of our surveys. Emily's not joining me this week. She's not feeling well, and we hope she feels better soon. But we did get several responses in our survey with these questions. Do you feel you're part of the middle class? Do you feel that you've had the chance to move up? Why or why not? So that's the economic realm of things. A couple of questions about security and the threat of terrorism. Do you feel more vulnerable to terrorism now than you did 15 years ago was one of our questions. Another one is, which liberties are you willing to compromise to keep America safe from terrorism? And we get some really interesting responses in those segments. So you can join us as well on the exchange, 800-838-3760 with your vent. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org, particularly in the economic category. Let's see. A lot of people said it was maybe a mixture of yeses and nos, but 75% said, yes, I feel we are part of the middle class. For the people who said no, things like stagnant wages and recession, no, our jobs have gone overseas thanks to Obama's trade deals. Now there are very few decent jobs left in America. Somebody said, well, somewhat. I have opportunities available to me in my field that I have not yet taken advantage of, but they exist nonetheless. And another one says, yes, I'm in the middle class. I suppose so, more or less, when I was younger. That's from Erica in Phoenix. She says, right now, restricted by Social Security earnings limits, among many other things. So thanks to those folks who took part in the survey. We want to hear from you. We're assessing the mood of voters about economy, about security and terrorism, about immigration and identity. Everything is on the table for what is concerning you this election. Tell us what your major concerns are, the things you really want to hear the presidential candidates discuss this year. We sent out some survey questions and invited people to take part and brought back some responses about whether you feel like you're in the middle class and if not, why not? If you've had the chance to move up, want to talk about security as well and if you feel safe or not. And what you're willing to give up to make sure that we're safeguarded against terrorism. Just a couple of the ideas for where you can go with this. But what is your concern in this presidential election year? Let's hear it at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Vince and Eugene, thanks for calling the exchange. Welcome to Vents Day.
Hi. Well, I'm anxious because I went from the upper middle class with a master's degree in education, but had to semi-retire from my work as a counselor for disabled students because of my own disability, and I instantly became a member of the lower middle class because I could not find, for 3 years in Oregon, a job anywhere related to my skills and background as an educator and a specialist working with the disabled. I couldn't even get job interviews. I faced age discrimination everywhere I went, and I'm angry now about it because I worked very hard, you know, to go through college and get a career, and I can't even get my foot in the door. And I'm very fearful that I'm not going to be able to, you know, maintain my health because of the cost of medicines and getting proper medical care. It's getting more and more difficult to pay for the medicines. I thought I would be able to find a part-time job to get me through to 65 when I could be on Medicare and get some help with that. So it makes me very fearful that the American political system is all about, you know, profit and business, and Bernie Sanders seems to be the only person talking about the little man. So that's where I'm coming from.
So it's the political system essentially being an echo chamber for what goes on in the economic system?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It drives it.
All right. And so the political system needs to change in your mind to think about the just folks more than just the people with money.
yes, that the American people need to wake up and get involved. You know, I try to talk to friends and acquaintances about, you know, getting involved in the political system, and they're very apathetic.
Why? Why? I mean, what are the things that they feel about the system, either not listening to them or not having an effectiveness themselves?
They are so overwhelmed with just trying to get through the day and keep the jobs that they have. Mm-hmm. And they're exhausted afterwards. They have no protections on the job. The unions have been decimated. You know, I was fortunate for 29 years working in California's educational system to have a union to back me whenever I was under attack by the management. Even in the educational system, you know, there are managers, and all they're interested in is the bottom line, you know, how to cut the budget.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Vince. Very much appreciate hearing from you and being in your candor. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're feeling the mood of voters around the country. NPR calls this project the Anxious Voter, with concerns about the economy. And we've been asking questions about whether you feel like you're in the middle class, and if you've had the chance to move up, why or why not. The other concern that we're addressing here is security and terrorism, and whether you feel more vulnerable now than you did 15 years ago, which liberties you're willing to compromise to keep America safe from terrorism. But it's an open-ended thing. I mean, what are your concerns about the political system and about what the country can do to change? What can we do to be better? What are the things you want the presidential candidates? And we're voting for Congress and voting for senators as well this year. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts about what should be talked about on campaign trail this year. 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Nicole in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Oh, good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Well, oh gosh. Well, this country is quickly falling into third world status. It seems very obvious. The Democratic Party is complicit in what the Republican Party is pulling off, which is taking us back to the pre-Roosevelt days, which is really frightening. And the whole environment has been completely allowed to be trashed by the big corporations. When everything moved to China and created the last recession, I kept thinking to myself, well, actually, people have the power to change this by not buying Chinese goods, but people just bought into it. So I know I sound pretty hopeless, and it maybe perhaps could change if there were a huge mindset change. But in a way, this was all sort of created by the whole concept of mass production and just getting people to focus on buying, and forget about sustainability, especially of our planet, which we cannot live without, and not only are we taking ourselves down, but we're taking every other living creature down with us. And maybe that's the way it's going to be, because climate change wasn't addressed until the very last minute, when everything became obvious. And even then, many people were not willing to accept that concept. So anyway, thank you.
All right. Thanks for your thoughts, Nicole. Appreciate that. So Nicole's vent brings up the other topic about when we hear people that don't sound very hopeful about the future because of what's happened in the recent past, or even in the more distant past and present. Is the political system even in a position to do anything about this? I mean, do you feel like there's no real point in asking candidates to address these issues because it doesn't matter anyway? I mean, have you gotten to that level of apathy? Or are you really charged up about this year? I mean, I guess I'm waiting to hear from a hopeful person who thinks that, you know, this is the year we change everything and make it all better. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts. We're assessing the mood of voters on this election year. We're just a week away from the Iowa caucuses now, and so the voting is actually about to begin across the country to start choosing who's going to be the next president. Got to remember, though, it's not just the president. There are 535 members of Congress, and obviously each of them, collectively, singly or in groups, have the power to block what comes out of the White House as well. So a lot of players in the political system. We tend to think in terms of that one position. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Rick in Florence, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, you know, my main thing is some real honesty in politics, particularly on the Republican side, to some extent on the Democratic side, maybe a lot of an extent. But two things, wage stagnation or deflation. Why is it? Well, not the third world, but a good part of the world have become very good manufacturers. Take Korea, for example, or Japan even. If you go back to the 70s, Korea barely existed. Now Korea is one of the top manufacturers in the world for high-quality products. China's quality is improving all the time. It's simply competition. If we're going to live in a world where there's free trade to some extent, freedom of manufacturing, capitalism basically, it's going to hurt our wages because we can't keep up with what they're doing. The other point is the endless thing on the right of we need to cut government more and more and more and more and more. Well, look at Flint, Michigan, for one thing. And then look at a good example is the Forest Service, since it's been coming up in government lands. I hear all the time from people on the right that we need to reopen the roads in the forest. Well, a big reason the roads are closed is because the Forest Service has been cut to death. I worked for the Forest Service for years at one point in time, and my job literally disappeared. It started with Reagan, and then it went on and on. Further broke. They're talking now that they can't even keep the roads open, main roads open, that they have because they just don't have the money because the endless desire to cut. If people would consider that over the years we've had inflation and government just hasn't kept up with inflation, it might make better sense.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Rick. Appreciate that. A lot to think about there. You know, the fact is, as Rick points out, we grew up, us baby boomers, in a time when American manufacturing was on top of the world. American expertise and scientific know-how, technology, you name it. Everything good came from America. Well, those times have changed. And so when the rest of the world is making stuff that's as good or better than what was made and created here, then it's a different kind of world and a greater competitive a competitive field, therefore no longer an advantage to the United States in those areas. That aside, here again we get back to talking about basic economic issues. Are there things that the presidential candidates haven't addressed this year, and not just presidential, again congressional, you know, down to every level of government? What should candidates be focusing on this year? What is your greatest concern? What are you most anxious about? What are you most hopeful for? What would you really like to see that you think we're on the right track, that we're going to head further toward? 800-838-3760 by phone on this Vince Day, 800-838-3760, email address jx@jeffnet.org. I want to read one of the other things, too, here. Let's see. The question, again, on our survey was, do you feel you're part of the middle class, and do you feel you've had a chance to move up? Why or why not? One of our poll takers in Ashland said, no, I don't feel like I'm part of the middle class. And this person writes, the last economic crash wiped me out. I understand Wall Street has recovered nicely, but the rest of us have not. My money is still gone, never to return. So maybe your situation is similar to that, or maybe you can provide a contrast as well. Let's hear it. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. And here is Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to Vince Day.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Hey, look at, I don't mean any disrespect to anybody, but Americans are a bunch of whiners. I don't know if we've just forgot our history or what, but my grandparents, you know, they were in the Depression. And my parents were not very wealthy. I mean, they were actually poor. And every bit of food that we ate, we either grew or we hunted or fished for. And we went from, you know, month to month with no money a lot of times, maybe 10 or 15 bucks, just enough so my dad could get to his job. And when I was 8 years old, I worked in the fields so that I could have enough money to buy a few school clothes and pay for my tuition at school. So my great-great-grandparents were homesteaders. They homesteaded in New Mexico and Arizona and Oregon. So those people had it tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have it tough. We just have been, we have bought into what the political class tells us and the media tells us. The media and the political class, doesn't matter if it's right or left, tells us that we're bad off and that we can't do anything and that we're victims. And Americans got to quit being victims. If we want to change, we need to get out and vote. We need to run for political office if we want to. But we have become so apathetic and such a bunch of whiners that we get what we deserve. And like I said, I understand that people have bad circumstances sometimes, and they deserve to get helped, and they should be helped. But generally speaking, I just think the Americans are a bunch of whiners. I mean, people
All right,
have...
So I get the message. Dry it up, America, is what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we have two cars. We have a house. We have a lot of people have motor homes or a second house. Our kids, you know, when I grew up, I wore the same pair of jeans all year. And they, when my mom bought them for me, they were great big jeans. I mean, they didn't fit me because they had to last a year.
But you grew into them.
I grew into them by the next year.
All right, Dennis, I need to move on to the next person. Thanks for your thoughts. I appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Exchange. Here's Sandy in Mount Shasta. Welcome to the Exchange.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Well, I'm going to try to be hopeful here. I think right now Bernie Sanders and that is a beacon of hope, but he himself is not going to be able to accomplish anything if a whole lot more people don't get involved in holding government accountable. Roosevelt, FDR, told the American people, if you want these things done, you're going to have to put pressure on me so that I can rationalize to the ruling class, essentially. He didn't use that term, but that's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
That this needs doing, or, you know, people are going to be revolting. And another point is that in the earlier discussion with the lady who was setting up the conversations about inequality, she mentioned they were talking about education as a vehicle for removing or improving poverty. And actually, it isn't that good a vehicle for doing that. It's kind of, they've got it backwards. We need to work on the poverty issue in order for people to be able to get an education, because I've worked with families all for decades where the kids are in trouble because the parents are in trouble,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that they can't make a living, they can't deal with personal issues. You can't expect kids, you could send kids who are living in bad situations to the most wonderful schools in the world, and an awful lot of times it's not going to help that much.
All right.
So work on poverty first.
All right. Thanks for that, Sandy. Appreciate that. Let's go to Skeeter in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking about voter concerns in this election year.
Good morning, and thank you.
Sure.
I am very worried about a Republican getting elected and having the power to put a bunch more Supreme Court justices on the bench. That's scary. And also, imagine Trump or another one of the Republicans, maybe even Hillary, with the nuclear codes. I'm really worried about a nuclear winter. I mean, Russia and China and a bunch of folks have got nuclear weapons, and with the world's attitude all messed up like this, it's got me a little nervous.
All right.
I hope we get organized.
Okay.
And I also am worried about the Bernie Sanders campaign in Eugene. I think they're ignoring people who don't have computers.
Really?
Yeah, I put my name on 6 volunteer sheets, only with my phone number. I haven't gotten a call yet, and it's been 6 months since I've been putting my name on sheets.
Okay, that's a long time.
I hope they call me.
All right. Thanks, Skeeter. Appreciate that. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange, assessing voter mood this year. Anne in Grants Pass writes, in comment to not buying from China, that's Nicole's reference, I recently discovered that not buying would actually hurt us too, because much of what China makes is made from materials from the United States. Things are just not simple today. That's from Anne in Grants Pass. Beppy in Medford writes, we've spent 40-plus years pursuing that capitalism is a great idea, and in the process we've lost sight of what matters most, people. I'm optimistic about the future, Beppy writes, because I think we're in a low point and that we will reverse what is going on. Our children and grandkids will. We're not experiencing historically unprecedented misery right now, but it is unprecedented for our own generation, perhaps. globally, things are moving in the right direction overall. It is, however, about time we had a basic minimum living stipend and adequate family leave for all. Take heart, writes Beppy in Medford. Thanks for that. Let's go to Carter in Wolf Creek. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, good morning. I think that we should take all the resources, including the disparity between the rich and the poor in this country, and direct it toward the health of the atmosphere. And why is that important? Well, if we don't have an atmosphere, you don't have life. It's only 4 minutes away. You can't, you know, waterboard everybody by destroying the atmosphere. And I also, you know, the atmosphere has been hammering people pretty hard in the South, in the Midwest, and in the East most recently with the big snowstorm and so forth and so forth. And coupled with this, just think that Apple Corporation or Macintosh or whatever you want to call it has made over $18 billion at the rate of, I think it's $200 million a week or a day, something like that. The largest profit in human history of any corporation on this planet. And how does that fit into taking your next breath in the next 4 minutes, okay?
All right. Think about the atmosphere. Thanks for that, Carter. Let's go to Ruth in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, I think right now I'm 67, and I've been waiting for things to change for so long, my father before me. I really feel like we have a chance with Bernie Sanders, what he stands for, his integrity. And I'm hopeful because of that, but it's also very scary because I like that term, ruling class is not going to stand for it. But people really need help. I live in Ashland. I've never seen so many homeless people in 20 years. There's more every day. And it's not just young people traveling through. It's really older people. It breaks your heart. So anyway, something's got to give, and I'm hopeful right now. And if Sanders hasn't called you that committee, then get a hold of them and keep trying. And everybody needs to vote all the way down the line, and we're so lucky here to have so much information. Anyway, thank you for this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ruth. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, very quickly. Something that's fascinated and frustrated me since I was in school years and years ago. They focus way too much on what one of us was not good at and didn't notice that when we were put in groups of 5, 7 and all allowed to work out problems, whether it was math, English, whatever, everything came out quite nicely.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You understand?
I'm not sure I do.
Well, that's the point. In all this election stuff, they're saying this guy is not going to be good at defense. This guy is not good at going to ruin the economy. This is immigration. But you've got to remember, put them all together, working together. Things seem to get done.
Well, we hope they can get that message, too. Thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate it. Mark in Reading, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, liberties I'm willing to give up to prevent terrorism, zero. It's a joke. If you know, we go around the world doing whatever we want, and then when it happens to us in a small way, we go, oh, poor us! We're victims of evil people in the world. Well, folks, catch a clue. We have the most mighty military in the history of the planet. We have 800 military bases around the world. We have, what, 6 or 7 aircraft carrier task force groups?
Well, we got a lot of stuff.
We could take out the whole world in no time at all.
All right, Mark.
Don't worry about terrorism, folks. What goes around comes around.
Okay, thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. So to the question on our survey, do you feel more vulnerable to terrorism now than you did 15 years ago? 70% of the folks who responded said no. And when we ask about what liberties are you willing to compromise to keep America safe from terrorism, a lot of folks said not one. Tara in Crescent City said, travel security has become routine, and I suppose I accept it, but beyond that caveat, I'm weary. I have no interest in a fear-mongering 1984-esque government. And Debbie in Grants Pass said, I am more than willing to wait longer in line for state-of-the-art airport screening, but most people said, nope, not giving up anything. Mike in Medford says, if it wasn't for Bernie, I wouldn't be voting federally. While your local vote still counts as meaningless in federal elections, if my choice is Hillary or Trump, I'll begin advocating for a Republic of Cascadia. So a lot of people feeling a lot of things this election year. We'll be talking about this a lot more. Thanks for listening to Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange.